It's now time for the weekly Greyhound Report with Nick Floyd.
Racing, Fernando Blue out fast. Tommy Shelby a little bit slow to begin. Fernando Blue going fast. Utah Blue's the inside, followed by Shimmer Classic. Out of the straight now. Fernando Blue got over to the inside and shot away four in front. Tommy Shelby in hot pursuit second. Six lengths away then came Utah Blue's, followed by Lakeview Cruiser. Then came Christo Bale, followed by Shimmer Classic. Then came Tickalong Tonkin, back of the tail, Tyler Durden. Up on the outside goes Tommy Shelby, now up to tackle Fernando Blue. Fernando Blue and Tommy Shelby. Here's a great go. Tommy Shelby, I think Tommy's just won the cup from Fernando Bluey. A gap away third to be Lakeview Cruiser, followed by Christo Bale.
Oh, what a thrilling finish in the Australian Cup. Tommy Shelby taking the cash back to WA, just getting up over Fernando Bluey. Mickey Floyd, it was built up, the anticipation was there, and it absolutely delivered the Australian Cup.
Good morning, Michael. Yeah, you're right. When you put these races on, you really hope to get a memorable sort of race and a worthy winner, and that was absolutely what we got on Saturday night. A phenomenal effort by both Tommy Shelby and Fernando Bluey. Down the back there, I thought Fernando Bluey was a sitting duck. Tommy Shelby on his heat run and what we've seen of him in the past, he's a very strong greyhound. I expect him to go straight past, but Fernando Bluey just kicked and kept on kicking. It was a fantastic effort by him, but Tommy Shelby was just that little bit too good. Two blue dogs battling it out, two sons of Fernando Bale in a race that was very reminiscent of the 2015 Melbourne Cup, which was a classic, of course, Dinah Double One just nabbing Fernando Bale on the line. It was a fantastic result. And look, for Tommy Shelby, the first West Australian Greyhound to win the Australian Cup, it was a fantastic effort to win the race firstly. But the fact that he's come from Western Australia, he hasn't raced in his own state since September last year with various races that are on and border restrictions and everything else that's happened along the way. Of course, he won the Hobart 1000. He's raced in Queensland, Tasmania, New South Wales, and to win one of the majors in a race that way, to win it in that manner, it was just outstanding. It was a fantastic conclusion to what has been a very, very good carnival.
No doubt about that. And the runner-up, Fernando Bluey, was gallant. And for 18-year-old Kayla Cottrell, the trainer, how was she?
she would have had a heart in her mouth, no doubt at all. But look, she's had a phenomenal run, of course, with both Fernando Bluey and winning the recent Rookie Rebel with Fernando Caz. It's a fantastic rise, and look, I'm sure we'll see her name in many feature races along the way in the future, because she's come from a very good greyhound racing family and does a fantastic job with those two dogs in particular.
Now, the only little, dampness or sadness on the night was Houdini Boy, who went amiss in the Fanta Bale. Have you got an update on Houdini Boy?
Yeah, unfortunately, he did go amiss in that race. He's had the operation, and he'll be fine in the longer term, but I don't think we'll be seeing him back on the track. Obviously, there's a lot of work that needs to go in to get his recovery, and it'll be a good 6 months before we have any idea whether he'll get back. But I got a message from Kel the other day, just to get an update. And yeah, look, it's probably a little bit worse than what they first thought, but he's going to get the absolute best of care from the Greenos. They do a fantastic job with their dogs on and off the track. And if he doesn't make it back to the track, we'll have some fantastic memories. And whichever couch he ends up on, they're going to have a lot of fun with him as well.
Yeah, he's going to have a good life. But he was such an electrifying greyhound. We wish the team all the best. We're trying to get Houdini Boy back this Saturday night, the Horsham Cup. Who are we with?
Yeah, look, it was all about Shimmer Shine in those heats. He broke the track record, which was set in the Horsham Cup 2 years ago. I think it would have been Austin Allen running the track record there. And look, he smashed it. He broke it by more than a length. He went 5 lengths faster than anything else in this final. It's a pretty hot final. Jack Spale, Jim Zardashian, Aussie Secret. There's plenty of dogs in here that can run. But look, you're betting on, I think he's around $1.50, Shimmer Shine. You're betting on him getting out of the boxes safely, because he's that much faster. He's proven to be the fastest dog on a one-turn track in Victoria. He's drawn box 7, which is always a slight concern, but look, the way he's stepping, he should get a clear enough run. Aston Kate on his inside and Fabriola Zad on the outer. If you do want to look around him, Jim Zardashian's a very fast greyhound. It was about 12 months ago. He went 29 flat here at Sandown Park, but I think he's not running anywhere near as quick as that. But he does look a pretty good each-way chance if you did want to hunt around Shimmer Shine, who was a deserved $1.50 favourite for that final.
Yeah, no doubt about that. We've got the launching pad qualifying heats as well, which are on this weekend. And, gee, it's a nice little card at Sandown on Thursday, tomorrow night as well. Have you got a winner for us?
Yeah, it certainly is. You mentioned the launching pad there. There is a bit of news around with the launching pad. Aston Rupee was absolutely outstanding in that race at the Meadows on Saturday night, went a 10th outside the track record. He'll be heading towards the launching pad. And Silver Lake broke the post-to-post record at the Meadows the other day in a trial and is also heading that way. Lakeview Walter, the Silver Chief winner, will be going around at Sandown on Thursday night. He's drawn box one in race seven and will be hard to beat there. And Tigalong Tonk, our old favourite, he was a little unlucky in the Australian Cup there. He cannot draw a box, but he has come up with one on Friday. On Thursday night. He's drawn box two in race four and looks very hard to beat. They'll both be pretty short. If you're looking for a bit more value, race six, number two, Tyler Durden, another one to come through the Australian Cup. He's stepping up to $5.95 for the first time, and from box two, I think, will be prominent and be there at the finish.
Good on you, Mickey. We will catch up next week after another big week in the world of greyhounds.
Looking forward to it. Thank you.